part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
In a world full of pressure and opportunities, fostering a growth mindset can empower young girls to set difficulties, to see difficulties as stepping stones rather than obstacles. By understanding the abilities and lingering and intelligence can grow with effort and perseverance, they can become more resilient, confident and successful in all the areas of their life. And we're speaking about all things girl children today and a growth mindset. And you're joined on the line by life coach Sister Ruth Taguinya, who's going to be helping us understand how we can help our children, you know, to see obstacles as stepping stones. Hi, okay. Sister Ruth, how are you?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think. Which challenge did I, Zanele, used as a stepping stone? I'm just trying to think, you know, as we get into this discussion.
Yeah, yeah. This is like a hot topic, a great topic.
Yeah. So, yes. Yeah, it's going to make me think. But nonetheless, thank you, Sister Ruthie, for coming through and welcome once again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me once again.
Indeed, indeed. So, sis, before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please do offer a word of prayer?
All right, shall we pray? Our Father who is in heaven, we come before you this morning. Lord, we ask for an outpouring of your Spirit. We pray, dear God, that a life might be changed for the better through this conversation, Lord. This is my prayer in your name. Amen.
Amen and amen. So as we discuss all things a growth mindset at home, if you do want to engage with us, the number is +27 73 470 3520. That number again is +27 73 470 3520. If you're like me, you started thinking about what did you use, you know, the optical to climb up, Let me know. I do want to hear, you know, that. So, Sister Ruthie, you know, we're speaking about a growth mindset and they are fixed mindset. So how do these two differ? When our girl children, they have a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. How do these two differ?
Okay. Can you allow me to take a step back?
Mm-hmm.
I think let's start at the beginning. To begin with, what is a mindset?
Mm.
Maybe let's define that and we can move forward from there, because it may not be an obvious term to everyone.
Yes.
So a mindset, first of all, has to do with the mind, a mental attitude or inclination.
Mm-hmm.
Another line of thought says a series of perceptions or beliefs people hold about themselves. And another one says it's a set of beliefs that shape how you make sense of the world and yourself. And this one says it is a mental attitude that determines how we interpret and respond to situations. Where I think we are today, where we are talking about these situations that young ladies face,
mm.
and then how do they deal with them? What do these situations do to them? And so I want to introduce first, something by Miki Feha, a certain author. He says that there are three levels of mindsets. So the first level is a meta mindset, which is a big picture clarity about, you know, a big picture about life,
mm.
our fundamental attitude towards the world as a whole.
Yeah.
So this is a bigger picture. Let's imagine a funnel. Right now we are at the wider part of the funnel, which is talking about the bigger world, how you perceive the world as a whole.
Mm.
That is a meta mindset. Mm. And as the funnel thins out at the center, we have what is a macro mindset, which is which relates to mental disciplines and ways to sustain our energy and realize our vision. So first of all, we now have a vision in mind, isn't that so?
Mm-hmm.
Our vision, that is our goals, our aspirations, our dreams. What do you want to achieve? What do you want to become? And finally, we have what is called a micro mindset. That is the smallest part of the funnel. which produces the specific actions necessary to build a sustainable plan for our venture. So I believe those are the day-to-day struggles that we meet every day that impact our mindset, the situations that we come across to say, yes, I want to become that doctor. But on a daily basis, what am I doing to become that medical doctor? In essence, I like this talk because it talks about my bigger vision as a girl's life coach to say, I help young ladies become the best version of themselves. And we're saying, what mindset do you need to become the best version of yourselves? What obstacles do you face to become the best version of yourselves? And when you face those obstacles, what do you do about them? How do you handle them? How are you becoming a bigger person? How are you becoming your dream person? You know, you have your dream, you have your ideal. How are you becoming your ideal? And that comes to the story of today, a growth mindset or a fixed mindset.
Yeah.
A growth mindset meaning freedom, and a fixed mindset meaning you have jailed yourself. You have put yourself in a box. You have folded yourself like a cloth and said, this is me. There's nothing more to this. And that's all there is. And so in essence, that is a growth mindset and a fixed mindset.
So looking at, you know, with the fixed mindset, you have boxed yourself. Like there's nothing that, you know, you're not even thinking out of the box. You are just stuck, you know. Why is it important then for our girl children to have a growth mindset? Why is it important that they must think, I'm not confined to these four walls. I'm not confined to my area where I stay. There's more things out there. Why is it important for them to have that growth mindset?
Basically, so that you can become your dream person, so that you can become the dream that you have made, that you are made to be. I believe that in each of us, God has put a mandate, something to say, this is who you are going to be in life. This is who you are. I have made you to be. This, you are my creation. And for you to become that person, you need to have a growth mindset.
Yeah.
For you to reach your goals as a young girl, you're 5 years old today, and your first words are, I want to be a doctor. How are you becoming that doctor? How are you going to reach your goal of becoming a doctor? You know, allow me to share a story about a certain lady. Her name is Kathleen Carrico.
Okay.
They said how Kathleen Carrico's mindset has changed the world, not just her world, but the entire world as a whole. So this lady, she decided that, you know, from a very young age, she was born in 1955 in a small village in Hungary, and she wanted to become a scientist from as far back as she can remember. And she had a dream of, she became fascinated with messenger RNA, the genetic script that carries DNA instructions to the protein-making engine of cells. Her vision was that somehow this RNA could build a pivotal role in the therapy of various decisions.
Okay.
She made it her mission to make this vision a reality to help cure patients. However, despite the clarity of vision and mission, obstacles may appear or, you know, appeared originating, you know, they were inside her mind and they were also from the external world. What I want to say to the young ladies today is that you have your vision, you have your dream, you know who you want to be, you know who you want to become, but obstacles are going to come your way, ladies.
Sure.
There are things that are going to hold you back. And today, the things that you could be facing, it could be academic pressure. Perhaps you are not doing as well as you could like. But, you know, you also have the social dynamics. You're navigating friendships, you know, dealing with peer pressure. And perhaps you are also struggling with self-esteem and body image issues. You know, you are just not feeling good enough. You're not feeling beautiful enough. You are basically not feeling enough. And you are balancing extracurricular. There is, you know, pressure from family expectations. And all those things are things that can become your negative voice. They can make you to get into a fixed mindset that I am not enough. This is not meant for me. This is too hard. I cannot do this. I cannot go that far. I was not made for this. Those are limiting beliefs, which are, you know, that are that feed into a fixed mindset. You box yourself. And yet we have this lady here, Kathleen Kariko, who, you know, kept on from a young age. She wanted to become the scientist, and every step of her life she worked harder and harder, overcoming, you know, obstacles. At some point she had to say that I am not going to be held back because I am a woman. I'm not going to be held back to becoming, you know, a scientist because I'm also a wife and a mother. In spite of all these blessings that God has given me, I am also going to become that scientist that I believe God has made me to be. And so guess what? In 2020, after all the hard work, sometimes, you know, they were crushing obstacles and everything. In 2020, COVID came. And guess what? She became one of the contributors in creating the COVID vaccines that we have today. Ladies, young ladies, I want to say to you today, refuse to be boxed in. Refuse to put yourself in a box of fixed mindset. A fixed mindset says, you know, it's limiting. You feel threatened by challenges. You are always, you know, you're just afraid of going forward, of becoming that person, of letting loose. But I'm saying today, get out of that fixed mindset. Get out of it. Forget about it. You know, I recall a few weeks back, I was going through a challenge that had, for lack of words, crippled me and being who I believe God has made me to be. And I spoke to somebody who infused life in me and said, Ruth, refuse to be put into a box.
Hey.
Refuse. Stop listening to those voices. The limiting voices, self-talk, limiting. What are you telling yourself? I told myself, this is it. This is the end. But that person said to me, Ruth, God has made you for a greater purpose. And I'm saying, young ladies, God has made you for a greater purpose. And once you have a growth mindset says, even if I got a C in math today, I can work harder and I will get that more. A. Even if I have no friends today, even if I have no support from family today, I am going to be my own support.
Yes.
I am going to be my own person and keep moving forward, though the heavens fall. God has made me for this purpose, and I am going to push forward. You know, difficulties are going to come our way.
True.
They will.
True.
It could be a lack of school fees that is holding you back. It's okay. Keep working hard. Keep reading. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Keep studying. Keep. It does not have to be you sitting in class today, but keep reading those books that will bring you up mentally, initially. Keep building yourself initially so that eventually, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When things fall into place, everything is already in place. God has ways of putting us through things, but we need to have a growth mindset that in spite of the difficulties, in spite of the setbacks, in spite of the curveballs that life throws you, you are going to shake it off and make it a stepping stone. Be resilient and keep moving on anyway. Believe in yourself and keep moving on anyway.
Yeah, true. To our listeners at home, you can, you know, be part of the conversation as well, you know, on +27 734 703520. You can send us a voice note or a text message telling us about, you know, where have you ever found yourself boxed and how did you get out of that? You know, where do you find yourself boxed? So let me know on +27 734 703520. You know, says Ruth, you said you mentioned something quite interesting. I want us to just park there. You know, saying that to our girl children, when you have that dream, you know, push, do all you can, you know, to achieve your dream. What happens then to children that do not have dreams? I'm glad that, you know, you work with young girls, as because we do have young girls that do not have dreams, you know. But they're just living. They're living. Wherever the wind blows, they're taken there. I'll use myself as an example right now, you know.
Okay.
Growing up, I never had any aspirations to be a doctor, to be a lawyer, to be a journalist, to be... I was just living. You understand? Where, fine, you get to school, you get your good grades. In fact, I was actually getting quite good grades. Living, that was it. I was going to school. All was good. I remember when I was in matric now, I had to apply for university. I sat down with my niece and I'm like, she's older than me. She's like, what are you going to study next year? I'm like, I don't know. You see, so I'm just thinking, Guti, how many girls are there like me who do not have, you know, that dream? And then it was her. I said, like, when I was another, you talk too much. Go and do law or journalism, right? And then when I look at my marks, and I was like, okay, fine. For law, for example, I'm short with 2 points. For journalism, it's okay. That's how I found myself in this career. But now that I'm inside, that's when I'm starting to see some sort of yearning, if I can reach this point, or if I can achieve this in my career or anything else. But back then, as a young girl, says Ruthie, I didn't have a dream. I was just going to school because everyone is going to school. I will see, we will see when we get to matric what we want to be. So what do you usually say to girl children like that who don't have a dream, who are just living? They will see as time goes on, because I don't know if we are boxed by then or we were having a boxed mentality. But for me, it's like there was no dream, but it all in a way worked out. Not saying that people must not have dreams, but how then do you advise girl children to navigate that space?
Okay, that is a very good question, a very good insight also. What do you do when you don't have a dream? It's important that one has a dream.
Yeah.
And it's important that one dares to dream. How then do you find your dream when you don't have a dream?
Yes.
First of all, ask yourself, who am I?
Yeah.
Look into yourself and define yourself and say, this is the character that I am. This is the person that I am. What would work for me? What goals can I make for myself to say, I think this is what best suits me. This is what brings me joy. This is what brings me satisfaction. This is what fulfills me. So first of all, ask yourself who you are. Define yourself to yourself. And in doing so, that is the first step to finding out who you can be. Write out, who you would dream to be.
Yeah.
Write out. And if you cannot find any answers in yourself, talk to God. God reveals these things. Ask God to reveal to you what is best for you to do, what aligns with who you are, what aligns with what He has made for you. And, just ask God to help you recognize your dream. So young ladies, if you don't know what your dream is yet, if you don't have a goal for who you are yet, talk to God. Turn to God and ask God, God, may you show me. May you reveal to me. I don't know who I am. I don't know where I am going, but I need to know who you have made me to be. And with that being said, I believe God will reveal to us who you are meant to be, what your dream is.
Yeah. So let's bring in parents and teachers, and people like yourself, who are life coaches. What role do these other people, play in supporting girls to develop a growing mindset? Because sometimes, as parents, we come up when things have gone haywire, or we relegate the thing to the teachers. I remember now this week, we're speaking to our colleague, Millicent. He's like, Za, make sure you do your homework with your children, because she's a teacher. Oh, sorry, Millicent, for saying that out loud. She's like, hey, when do your homework with your children, check their books and everything. It's like, we are dealing with a lot of children. You find that, there are 60 children in a classroom. So we are unable to offer that support that parents think we should or expect us to do to their children. She's like, but be there for your children, do all of the, be involved, So looking at what she said, and we do hear this quite a number of times. So what role do we now, and how important is it as well, for us to be there involved, guiding this girl child, baby girl born? I'll take you to the aquarium, I'll take you to the airport just for a stroll so you can see pilots, like exposing them to this thing so that they can dream, because sometimes they're not exposed and then they don't dream.
Yes, we need to expose our children to different career paths, to different things that the world is offering. We need to expose our children. And most of all, I believe the very hard one is to embrace and support our children's dreams.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't align with what dream we have for them.
Yes.
But we need to accept that this is who they are. They are not us. It's a very difficult one and very sensitive one, because sometimes you can see that this is not going to work out. But sometimes I believe sometimes we need to let our children make their mistakes.
Yep.
Let them see and then come back and still support. Don't come back with an "I told you so" attitude. I'm reminded of the prodigal son when he came back. His father did not throw him out, but his father embraced him again and said, "Let's pick up where we left off. Let's pick up life. Let's do life together." It's important that we support our children's dreams and allow them to be who God has made them to be. I've seen instances where parents have pushed children into careers that they did not like, and the children simply did not excel, did not thrive. And, you know, someone who wants to be a chef, but you're told being a chef does not work today.
True.
It's not, there's no money there. Go and become a doctor.
What do you want in the kitchen?
Someone miserable in the medical field. They are not happy. You know, they are failing in class and so forth. And yet you can see that they are an amazing chef. I've seen parents who have supported their children to becoming artists. I believe there are certain, if it's not a 9-to-5, then we are not supporting of it. But I believe let's not box our children as parents. Let's not also have a fixed mindset. Let's also have a growth mindset. Let us be supportive and saying, "Today I have found this information on so and so who is doing this. I believe it's information that is good for you. I found this opportunity." Open up, you know, help your child open up those doors for them. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, we pick up and we move on with life. It's important for our children to say, "I had my parents' support. They were behind me all the time."
Indeed. Is there any closing words regarding this thing of, you know, of a growth mindset, you know, what we should take home as girls' children? I believe they're in holiday, some of them, but also as parents, you know, in terms of supporting them. What are your closing words there? And also, please do offer a word of prayer once you are done.
Okay, my final take on mindset is that let us develop a faith mindset. A lot of times it's Stormy O'Martian who says that when doubt comes upon us, we can act as though we have no choice but to entertain it. But we do have a choice. We can refuse it. No matter how faith-filled we are, doubt can creep up on us in weak moments, such as when we are afraid, overtired, or experiencing strife, or when bad things happen through no fault of our own. What she's saying that is that life happens. Doubt comes upon us. We speak negatively to ourselves. But what we should do is develop a faith mindset and remember that the Bible, the scriptures are not just words. They have life. The Holy Spirit in you breathes life into the Holy Spirit inspired words of the Bible, so that as you read them, they come alive in your heart. My dear young ladies, Philippians 4 verse 13 says, "You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength." That right there is a faith mindset. You can become anything you want to be through Christ who gives you strength. Tap into faith, tap into God's power, and see what He will do for you. Shake off doubt, shake off fear, shake off second guessing yourself, and just put faith in God. Tribulations will come, but faith will take you through. Shall we pray?
Yes, please.
Our Father who is in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us, Lord, to speak of your power over our lives, dear God in heaven. We know that, Lord, trials and tribulations will come, but through faith, Lord, we can overcome. We can become anything, Lord, we want to be, that you have made you, that you have made us to be through you, who gives us strength. Help us, Lord, to keep on believing in you, even when we have failed, to keep on believing in you, even when there's no light at the end of the tunnel. God, help us to know that you are always there and will take us through. And eventually, Lord, we will get the prize that we are so working for, Lord. This is my prayer in your name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Sister Ruthie, thank you so much for coming through. It's always a pleasure speaking to you. May we chat again another time.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Amen.
Right. You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. Indeed.